Good morning and thanks for joining us on 95.1 Nigeria Info. It is the Midday Dialogue Sunday special with Debbie and Dorcas. Sometimes the equipment gets to actually play on us. I just did some clicking and we got hearing some other names on the show. It is the Midday Dialogue with Debbie and Dorcas. And right away we'll be going into the spotlight segment
with no wasting of time.
Good morning, Dorcas.
Morning, Deborah. It's so good to be here. Yeah. It's a special Sunday. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you're all ready to find out who we have on the spotlight. Trust us, it's someone you will marvel at. Mm-hmm. His portfolio is so rich. And then his songs, it will take you down memory lane. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you want to even come into the studio and just do the show with us because it's going to be really interesting.
Yeah.
The weather outside mm-hmm. is drizzling. And when you see the rains coming at that consistency, you will know that, yes, August is upon us. Yes, it is.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I'm sure you're going to enjoy the show. Just be there.
I'm actually excited. I don't know how to express what I feel, but yeah, just listen to the song and it will be an introduction. We know you know who this is and we know you'll be so surprised about who it is. All right, so this is our celebrity on the spotlight. Listen to the song. Yes, 95.1 Nigeria Info, the Midday Dialogue, and I know you are already, yes, excited about who we've got here on our phone lines. Yes, It is going to be an extraordinary one-hour interview on the Spotlight this morning, as we are privileged to be speaking to a living legend, incomparable musician, extraordinaire, composer, multiple award winner, most educated music legend and artist worldwide, academic professor, and when talking the history of Nigerian music, or do I say the whole of African continent, if his name has not been mentioned, right, then the discussion has not begun. Who am I eulogizing? He is one of the few giants of African music, displaying originality with the Africanized cross-fingering guitar technique, merging it with traditional music of the Benin people, and serving it ever hot to the world at large. He influenced the likes of the international world music band Osibasa, to the Afrobeat legend celebrated Fela Anikola Pokuti, and Sonny Okosun, and a whole lot of others. And he is none other but the legendary Professor Victor. Professor Sir Victor Owaifo. Yeah, he is a member. Yes, he is a member of the Order of the Niger and the Justice of Peace. Aside music, which first comes to mind when his name is mentioned, he's many other things. At 22, he graduated with a technology college diploma, moving on age and fame notwithstanding. At 54, he bagged a first-class Bachelor of Arts degree, and at 56, a master's degree in fine arts. He still did not relent his efforts, but went ahead to bag the much-envied PhD at 77 years. Meanwhile, he has been involved in matters affecting the people, as he has served his people as Honorable Commissioner for Arts, Culture and Tourism during the administration of Lucky Igbinedium, and a member of the SEC in Edo State between 2001 and 2003. A university lecturer at 65 and gaining a visiting professorship appointment at 68. We are honored to have you live on our telephone lines. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you. How are you this morning?
Better than before.
Wow. You sound hale and hearty.
As I should be.
Wow. And you do not sound your age, actually. Listening to you, if I do not know, I would think I'm speaking to a 20-something-year-old. You know that?
That's great. Every year I get younger.
Wow. It's the Lord's doing. Okay, I'm not alone in the studio. I have with me Dorcas Atinuke Bija.
Good morning, sir.
How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. Welcome.
So, we'll be doing the interview together. So, without much ado, greatness has been evident in your personality and all that you do. As growing up, we understand that you started dancing at a very young age, and you were also constructing cars and kites as well. And you had a secondary school high jump record at 17. And away from sports, at about 7 years later, you bagged the first gold disc winner in Africa. So how was this made possible, considering the fact that in that era, when there were no phones, no internet to enhance popularity, you struck the whole of Africa with your musical spell and relevance?
Yes. If you have a set goal and you want to pursue that goal, you have to be diligent, you have to be focused, you have to be enthusiastic, and once you set your hands on the plow, no looking back, and each day you want to improve on the previous day.
Okay.
So, and nothing sets you back. And apart from that, I, as a high jumper in those days, or an athlete, I decided that I would not indulge in anything that will set me back. So I never smoked in my life since I was born till now.
Wow.
And so self-discipline is the real answer to the to any success.
Wow. Okay, so can you tell us what actually spurred you to go back to school at the age of 52 after gaining such wide popularity, making headlines, gaining fame, making money? Did you still need academics or any certification? Were you not happy or satisfied?
You know, at 22, I was already a graduate from Yaba College of Technology.
Yes.
And I would have proceeded to the university at that time.
Okay.
But there was no, and then immediately Jeremy struck.
Okay.
And I had failed, so I had to choose quickly, you know, to go into music in professionally, because opportunity once missed is never regained. So, and I still had at back of my mind to continue my education. So at the peak of my career, when I had conquered music, conquered the whole world with my sound, Guitar Boy and the rest, Arabate and the rest, a lot of, you know, releases. So I decided to go back and complete what I started.
Okay.
So I enrolled at the University of Benin, and I made a first class honors. And I was the valedictorian, so the best overall student. I gave the valedictory speech. Then I went for my master's at the university. So I thought he shouldn't let me just go like that. So he gave me an appointment, and I became a lecturer at the University of. I even taught my own son and for 300, 400 level.
Wow!
University. So, I mean, it gave me fulfillment, but I thought that was not all. What of the peak? PhD is the highest you can get in education. So I went for PhD, and I bagged my PhD in the architectural sculpture. The first of its kind in Nigeria, architectural sculpture, not just sculpture. So the first, and the, you know, the not only in this in Africa, but in the whole world.
Okay.
So, and I pride myself as the most educated, multi-talented music legend, inventor, and sculptor worldwide. So, anybody wants to challenge it can try and do it, because I know that I claim it already.
Okay. So, Victor, good that you mentioned Jeremy in your expression just now. I read that you granted an interview, an exclusive interview, some time back. You revealed reasons why you sued Nigerian singer Simi to court for 50 million naira in damages. You accused her of stealing your intellectual property, Jeremy. So can you tell us how did that pan out? Did you take legal action or have you settled out of court?
No, we're in court. We're still in court.
Okay.
Wow.
In the high court. I know when something is good, you don't discuss it. No.
Exactly.
Yes. But we're in court already.
Okay.
It's so, my franchise. It's my, the word Jeremy never existed before. I coined it out. If there was anything like Jeremy, it was Igyo. Igyo. Igyo Rumi. Igyo is a native
word.
Okay. Yes. So it's not like you have Coca-Cola. You cannot have any other Coca-Cola again. It's a franchise. If someone claims it, then there's a problem. It's like you have a Mercedes-Benz. There cannot be another Mercedes-Benz. You know,
okay.
It's a franchise. Logo is a franchise, you know. And just name it. There cannot be two versions of a title of a book, but with different lyrics or different contents. It's not done. Okay, the gods are not to blame. Then you go inside it, you read it, but there are different contents. Either plagiarism or, you know, the kind of complete, this, what do you call it, copyright infringement. So that's where we stand. I don't want to go into the details.
Okay, that's fine.
It's okay. So can you tell us who what your encouragement was as a young star growing up. We hear you started playing the guitar at age 12. So did your parents actually encourage you to do music at that time when it is believed that musicians are wayward? No parent would easily want to encourage their children to go into music. Were your parents supportive? Did you have mentors actually who inspired you to do music? And let me add, how do you pick your own mentees right now? Do you discover them, or do you just pick anyone who indicates interest to become a mentee?
There are too many questions wrapped together, but the first one is that my parents had a fear that I would drop out if I continue on, at that very tender age, instead of playing guitar. So I said I would prove them wrong, even in their graves, you know? And it was a tradition that most people in those days, especially people playing the guitar, ended up in the Panwine bar and drunkards and so on. But music flows in our blood. It's in the family, whether you are an engineer, whether a high court judge, whether you are a teacher, there's music in our family. And at that age, there was the YFO quartet.
Okay.
Yes, but I was the last but one in the family. And we were playing that music. People were coming from all over, especially from Ibadan, Radio Nigeria, to come and record us in Benin.
With your siblings?
Yes.
Or your immediate family now?
No.
Okay.
I'm talking of the 40s, in 1940s.
Wow.
It's that we're a family of, in my family, the brothers and sisters. We're about 13. I was the 12th. No, the last but one, I said. But everybody in the family developed interest in music. But I took it to a higher level.
Wow.
So, from that early age, I developed my talent because listening to gramophone records. Gramophone, I don't know if you know anything. You know, this record player. Gramophone is a kind of apparatus. Your lady, 78 RPM vinyl record.
My grandfather used to have that.
And you wind it. We had no electricity in those days. You wind it and it unwinds and it starts to play. You know, you Google it and check what's called a gramophone.
My grandfather used to have it, actually.
Oh, fine. And you had a gas light. Oh, you were a big man. Gas light at the same time.
Yeah.
No electricity.
So,
I developed my interest. I thought, it was something very, very unusual that the guitar would sound like that. And I said, no, I should be able to play this guitar. Because each time I hear the sound, and it is, you know, it struck me in a different way. It sent so much vibrations and happiness into me. So I created my own guitar, good guitar with plywoods.
Wow.
Strap rope for strings, and sardine opener for the trailing buttons.
Wow.
And spokes for the frets. And I managed to play some few tunes until I engaged someone in the Panwine bar to express my artistry. And I couldn't play his. Then I realized that there was something wrong. Then he couldn't play mine too, because I had a different way of tuning. So he insisted that their own way of tuning is the conventional style. That is the universal way of tuning the guitar. I was very curious, and I wanted to know better more. So he asked me to buy him a jug of palm wine. I did. I just managed to squeeze out some money from somewhere that I had, pocket money that I had, and I bought him a jug of So he taught me the tuning. Then from there I took off. I found out it was the same thing all over, anywhere I went. Mm. Everywhere I went, had the same tuning.
What was his name? Then. What's his name?
I cannot remember.
Uh-oh.
I cannot remember. And maybe I didn't even bother to know his name. I was interested in the guitar. So, no, he's, I don't think he's alive now because I was very young. He was quite advanced in age. Okay. Yes. Yeah. I'm almost 80 now.
Hmm.
So he should have, I don't know whether he's... I've never seen him. I didn't see him again.
After that. Mm.
So, then I started... My elder brother was also in the judiciary. Later became a magistrate, senior magistrate. Bought me a book and the rudiments of music. Because he was a church organist too.
Okay.
And then I was so excited, so I went through the books. I started working on it and doing writing, so I can read and write music. It's not just, you know, vamping. Because reading and writing music is not just writing in lyrics. We are talking of, there are some musical notations, all these crochets and you use as quivers, and semi quivers. You have a crescendo, then do kind of. So you say that's a love story again. That's another aspect of music. Mm-hmm. So if you understand music, you know, people playing classical music or symphony,
mm-hmm.
they put some book in front. What they're playing is from the sheet music, it's a manuscript.
Okay.
So they compose music and send it to Russia or China. They will play it immediately and they've never heard it before.
Mm-hmm.
So that's music. So it's not like we don't write music, go and record. Mm. You don't have to record music to be able to play the music.
Mm.
You write it, anybody can play it. So I became more interested that, it was more than the eyes can see.
Wow.
So,
okay.
So,
yes.
My interest now shot me up into a different horizon.
Okay.
Yeah.
So can you tell us about your mentees, people you have mentored? Did you pick them to mentor them or they indicated interest? Do you just mentor anyone who is interested in you mentoring them?
I have a school of music. Some people mentor, they come to Victor Wefo Music Academy.
Okay.
But I mentored Sonia Kosun.
Mm.
And so rest in peace. He was a
Amen.
Good musician.
Mm.
Toured many parts of the world, and before he
passed,
he launched out on his own completely with my blessing.
Okay.
And a few others. Do you know what do you call it? The Ebony Band. Ebony.
Okay.
Ebony Band.
Yes.
Good. That's a graduate from my school.
Oh.
And what do you call it? Vintage Band.
Mm.
This one.
Okay.
That's from my school. Then in Abuja, about 2020. There's a musician in Abuja.
Okay.
By about 2020.
Mm.
That's my students.
Wow.
And the host of them are too many to mention. So, if people really want to play music properly, I encourage them to study music, go to school.
Okay.
Yes. Because there's difference between just going to any profession without proper training. You can be talented, yes, fine. Talent is fine. It's like crude oil. If you don't refine it, it remains crude oil.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That's the way I see. Mm. I see talent.
Very true.
Yes, that's the way I see talent. So, and the more you read your books and go into academics or whatever, you know, it gives you a better advantage. You see more than others. You see more. Mm-hmm. It's not just like, it's like you're climbing a step.
Mm.
You put a ladder on a wall. You take the first step. Go on. As you go higher, you see more than people who are on the ground see.
Mm. Okay.
That's the way I see it. So education adds value to whatever you want to do.
Right. Okay, thank you, Professor, so far. But we'll have to go on a quick break, on a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we'll be opening up the phone lines. People are already trying to reach us to speak with you, and we're getting lots of messages already. They are all excited to have you in the studio via our telephone line. So when we get back, we'll continue with more of our talk and interview with you.
Okay. All right.
Thank you. Hello?
Yeah.
Yes, thanks for staying with us. And we'd like to ask you this question briefly before we start picking calls. The lines are actually buzzing, seriously. But can you tell us this? You are a man of many sides. And we know that at age 60, you were appointed Commissioner for Arts and Culture, which shows you have been involved politically and otherwise in political issues in your state as an elder statesman. So, can you comment on the recent drama and misunderstanding unfolding between the state governor Obaseki and former APC national chair Adams Oshiomhole?
Well, in politics, no permanent friends, no enemies, no permanent enemies. That's the way I see it. Mm-hmm. So we leave everything as it is to play out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to absence. Not been involved in politics since I left the politics many years back, you know.
Okay.
So, talking of academics, then we'll be talking sense.
Okay.
No madness, you know, talking about politics today. You can see how things are going all over the country, not only in Edo State. I don't know what they actually want, but I believe in continuity anyway. That's my own stand.
All right. So we have a message here, and it says, Jeromi is a story, isn't it? Can you shed light on it? That's from Osas.
Well, it's a myth. And I grew up to meet it, but it's not Jeromi, it's Igyo.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I anglicized it.
Okay.
To make it simple, I just call it Jorobi.
Oh, all right.
So if anybody claims and it's registered, you know, that's her. So that's where the problem lies.
Okay.
Yes. So if someone had named it differently, like Simi, if he had called it a different name, I would have no problem.
Okay.
But to use my
coinage.
Yes, it's a trademark.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's wrong. Okay. I claim it without any, what do you call it, reference or say, to the original owners or blah, blah, blah. You know, that's where the trouble lies. So it's not Jorobi, it's Igyoromi. Igyoromi was a strong man, wrestler in Benin mythology. Conquered everywhere, conquered the whole world. And the same old man, he was warned by his father not to plant the fan tree behind the house.
Mm.
So as soon as the parents passed on, he climbed the palm tree.
Mm.
And what happened? He found himself in hell.
Wow.
He was confronted by seven-headed devils.
Wow.
And then the fight started. It was a great fight, you know. So the Jorobi or Igiru me. It's a myth.
Okay.
It's a myth. And each time the Igiru me through the somewhere the devil, then the sister who turned into a winged fly sang a chorus. No. There's a kirkasa that is spinning. You throw the you pay for. You know, investing. It goes like this. At the middle age of the golden age, at the middle of the golden age of a middle class parentage, came a boy named Jeremy, of being known by you and me. The boy was only 8 years old. Father and mother died untold to none, but to the history of a people of chivalry. Nothing was bequeathed the boy, save a warning which caused no joy, that a palm tree in the backyard must he never climb, sane or mad. The boy did go into the world to make his fortune, in his own words, but found himself in a keen wrestler, a promising professional. He failed wrestlers of any age, for wrestling in neighboring villages and towns of the then known world, Jeremy was another word. Having wrestled to make a name, so was fronted by the sports fame, to find that he was suffering from the father's mystery warning. I have felt real men of valor. So, what else? That an idea which I demur, sown by a dead father, taunts me. So said the champion, Jeremy. A champion of the world cannot but just bring the idea to naught. In spite of his sister's pleading, her tears must cheer him when climbing. So up in dread palm tree he went. On his yawns read sister's lament. The yawns read are endowed some power, a mystic strength of skies to soar. When Jeremy reached the tree top, the tree began to grow up, up and up above the evening sky, up 14 miles away from earth by magic in the nick of time. Jeremy's sister in mind became wounded fly and chased her brother up the sky. The wrestling champion of this globe peered into the heaven to probe their wrestling matches they were on. His fancy was on fire, not fun. Yet, when his sister.
And it goes on and on and on. Wow.
Her sister to warn her brother in chance. We could make God's brother.
Wow.
You know what I mean, my brother? You are now in Mars, heaven, a mid-planet. Oh, beheaded man. And then the fierce battle started.
Okay.
Wow.
So this challenge is bad for you.
Professor. Professor. We would love to utilize this time, and the story is an interesting one.
Thank
but
you so much, yeah.
we have to.
I want to give it to you.
Yes.
Thank you. We appreciate that. Thank you so much. So we have lots of messages for you and your fans, your lovers are
They've
waiting
been calling,
to speak.
So
have mercy.